LDSS-4942AD, open parenthesis, revision 10/16, close parenthesis, NYSOTDA, Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, open parenthesis, SNAP, close parenthesis, authorized representative request form. This information is being provided in this alternate format for informational purposes only. In order to apply, you must submit an application in written, non-alternative format. If you are blind or seriously visually impaired and need this application/form in an alternative format, you may request one from your social services district. For additional information regarding the types of formats available, contact your social services district or visit www.otda.ny.gov. If you are blind or seriously visually impaired, would you like to receive written notices in an alternative format? Blank space yes, blank space no. If yes, check the type of format you would like. Blank space large print, blank space data CD, blank space audio CD, blank space braille, if you assert that none of the other alternative formats will be equally effective for you. If you require another accommodation, please contact your social services district. Applicant/recipient name, blank space. Applicant address, blank space. Applicant/recipient case number, blank space. Authorized representative. You can authorize someone who knows your household circumstances to apply for SNAP benefits for you. You can also authorize someone to use your SNAP benefit card to buy food for you. If you would like to authorize someone for either of these purposes, you must do so in writing. You may do so by printing the person's name, address, and phone number below and signing the next page of this form. Authorized representative name, blank space. Authorized representative address, blank space. Authorized representative telephone number, blank space. I authorize the above designated individual to act as my representative until I revoke this authorization for the purposes checked below. I understand that if I do not check any of the boxes below, my authorized representative will be authorized to perform all of the functions listed next to the boxes. I understand that I may revoke all or part of this authorization at any time by notifying my local district in writing. Please check the appropriate box or boxes. Checkbox unchecked, application for SNAP benefits. Checkbox unchecked, to use my SNAP benefit, open parenthesis, EBT card, close parenthesis, to purchase food for me. Checkbox unchecked, recertification for SNAP benefits. Checkbox unchecked, all of the above. SNAP penalty warning. Any information you provide in connection with your application for SNAP will be subject to verification by federal, state, and local officials. If any information is incorrect, you may be denied SNAP. You may be subject to criminal prosecution if you knowingly provide incorrect information which affects eligibility or the amount of benefits. Anyone who is violating a condition of probation or parole, or anyone who is fleeing to avoid prosecution, custody, or confinement for a felony and is actively being pursued by law enforcement is not eligible to receive SNAP benefits. LDSS-4942AD, open parenthesis, revision 10/16, close parenthesis, SNAP authorized representative request form, SNAP penalty warning, open parenthesis, continued, close parenthesis. If a SNAP household member is found to have committed an intentional program violation, open parenthesis, IPV, close parenthesis, the member will not be able to get SNAP benefits for a period of, bullet, 12 months for the first SNAP IPV. Bullet, 24 months for the second SNAP IPV. Bullet, 24 months for the first SNAP IPV that is based on a court finding that the individual used or received SNAP benefits in a transaction involving the sale of a controlled substance, open parenthesis, illegal drugs or certain drugs for which a doctor's prescription is required, close parenthesis. Bullet, 120 months if found to have made a fraudulent statement about who you are or where you live in order to get multiple SNAP benefits simultaneously, unless permanently disqualified for a third IPV. Additionally, a court may bar an individual from participating in SNAP for an additional 18 months. Permanent disqualification of an individual for, bullet, the first SNAP IPV based on a court finding of using or receiving SNAP benefits in a transaction involving the sale of firearms, ammunition, or explosives. Bullet, the first SNAP IPV based on a court conviction for trafficking SNAP benefits for a combined amount of $500 or more. Open parenthesis, trafficking includes the illegal use, transfer, acquisition, alteration, or possession of SNAP authorization cards or access devices. Close parenthesis. Bullet. The second SNAP IPV based on a court finding that an individual used or received SNAP benefits in a transaction involving the sale of a controlled substance, open parenthesis, illegal drugs or certain drugs for which a doctor's prescription is required, close parenthesis. Bullet. All third SNAP intentional program violations. Any person convicted of a felony for knowingly using, transferring, acquiring, altering, or possessing SNAP authorization cards or access devices may be fined up to $250,000, imprisoned up to 20 years, or both. The individual may also be subject to prosecution under the applicable federal and state laws. You may be found ineligible for SNAP or found to have committed an IPV if... Bullet. You make a false or misleading statement or misrepresent, conceal, or withhold facts in order to qualify for benefits or receive more benefits or, bullet, purchase a product with SNAP benefits with the intent of obtaining cash by intentionally discarding the product and returning the container for the deposit amount, or, bullet, commit or attempt to commit any act that constitutes a violation of federal or state law for the purpose of using, presenting, transferring, acquiring, receiving, possessing, or trafficking of SNAP benefits, authorization cards, or reusable documents used as part of the electronic benefit transfer, open parenthesis, EBT, close parenthesis, system. Additionally, the following is not allowed and you may be disqualified from receiving SNAP benefits and slash or be subject to penalties for actions that include... Bullet, using or have in your possession EBT cards that do not belong to you without the card owner's consent or... Bullet, using SNAP benefits to buy non-food items, such as alcohol or cigarettes, or to pay for food previously purchased on credit. Or, bullet, allowing someone else to use your electronic benefit transfer, open parenthesis, EBT, close parenthesis, card in exchange for cash, firearms, ammunition, explosives, or drugs, or to purchase food for individuals who are not members of the SNAP household. Note, both the applicant and slash or authorized representative are subject to the above penalties. Applicant signature, blank space. Date, blank space. As an authorized representative, I acknowledge the information set forth above. Authorized representative signature, blank space. Date, blank space.